So let's get into your cases. And actually, before we go into the ones that you wrote up, I was wondering if you could pull from your memory, if you can remember any cases like this. You referred to your work that was looking at diffuse large B-cell and B-vedotin and people responding who actually didn't have CD30. Anybody you had in your practice you could tell me about?
Yeah, I did actually. A man probably 80-ish, of course his son's a doctor, and comes in with diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, but it was a little odd from the start, like skin involvement and things like that. And of course, being the father of a doctor, he's primary refractory to R-CHOP. You know, you come in, oh, diffuse large B-cell, R-CHOP, you're going to respond, whatever. He's primary refractory, causing a lot of pain, discomfort. We did give him one cycle of probably rice. I can't remember the exact details, but some. And he sort of fell apart, not surprisingly. And then we had a discussion, talked about clinical trials, and there's a number of other things. I think, if I remember, I probably did try ibrutinib, which has some activity in diffuse large B-cell, figured relatively non-toxic. Didn't respond to that. And then I was involved in the study, aware of the data with the B-vedotin, and his cells probably would have been called negative, but I went down to the pathologist and twisted his arm a little bit, and we said, yeah, there's about 5 to 10% of cells that are positive. And I treated him, and he had a nice response. It didn't last forever, probably 4 or 5 months, and then he progressed. But good quality outpatient treatment, so, you know, I think there was nothing else that I had in my back pocket at that point which wouldn't have compromised his quality of life and had an equal chance of response.
How did he do tolerability-wise in terms of neuropathy?
He did fine. I mean, he'd had the vincristine before and things, so he had a little bit of baseline. But, you know, I find by cutting the dose and extending to every 4 weeks instead of every 3, it's usually manageable. And, again, a diffuse large B-cell, this is not someone who's going to be on it for a year. The median duration of response, 4, 5, 6 months. So, unfortunately, they're not on it long enough for us to really worry about the neurotoxicity in most cases.
Where was his disease present? What happened in terms of imaging and what happened symptomatically?
Well, he improved. He had painful skin lesions. We had actually radiated several of them, one on his like lumbar area that every time he leaned back on a chair bothered him. I think it was largely symptomatic relief that he could lie on his back and not be bothered. So, you know, I think that was the main thing. We didn't really need a lot of imaging. It was pretty evident. He had disease internally as well, but we had pretty good markers in his skin.
Interesting.